Trump says U.S. close to deal with Iran could be signed this weekend. President Donald Trump said on June 11th that a Iran deal is close and will be signed in the coming days. "We just made a great settlement of the war with Iran," Trump said at the beginning of an Oval Office event. "And we're going to be subject to finalization of documents, which should get done over the next few days, probably have a signing maybe in Europe." The president said that the supreme leader of Iran, Mojtaba Khamenei, approved the deal. Trump, on numerous occasions over the past several weeks, has said that the United States and Iran have been close to a deal without anything becoming reality. Iran said a deal signing will be held in Europe. Trump said Vance will attend the signing in his place. Trump will instead be at a UFC fight scheduled to occur at the White House on Sunday. This development occurred as Trump called off his planned evening strikes against Iran as a deal appears to be near. Based on the fact that discussions with the Islamic Republic of Iran have been brought to the highest level of Iranian leadership and approved, I have, as President of the United States of America, canceled the scheduled strikes and bombings against Iran this evening, the president posted on Truth Social on June 11th. Discussions and final points have been, in both concept and great detail, approved by all parties involved, including the United States, Israel, Saudi Arabia, UAE, Qatar, Turkey, Pakistan, Bahrain, Kuwait, Jordan, Egypt, and others. The naval blockade will remain in full force and effect until this transaction is finalized. Time and place of the signing to be announced shortly. Earlier in the day, Trump said that the United States would conduct strikes against Iran. "At some point in the not-too-distant future, we will be taking Karg Island and other oil infrastructure points and assume total control of their oil and gas markets, much like we have with Venezuela, which is working out brilliantly for both Venezuela and the United States of America," he added. In the Oval Office, Trump said the operation to take over Karg Island is off the table for now. In a phone interview with Fox News, Trump reiterated the United States would seize Karg Island, a crucial transit area for Iran's oil exports. "My preference would be that. I don't know that America has the stomach for it," he said. Trump also said, "There will be more bombing tonight, that it'll be bigger, bigger, more powerful," and that he would prefer not to strike bridges or power plants at this time. The United States conducted strikes in Iran on Tuesday and Wednesday in retaliation for Iran downing a U.S. attack helicopter. The strikes are in response to Iran's unwarranted and continued aggression, U.S. Central Command said in a statement. Iran's Ministry of Foreign Affairs said on June 11th that the United States' illegal and criminal attacks in recent hours are not only a blatant violation of the Charter of the United Nations, international law, and the principles of respect for the national sovereignty and territorial integrity of states, but have also effectively rendered meaningless the ceasefire. Negotiations have been ongoing to stop the war, which began February 28. Iran is seeking the release of its frozen overseas assets, with the money transferred directly to Tehran. Tehran is also calling for an end to Israeli military operations in Lebanon, the removal of sanctions imposed on Iran, and international acknowledgement of its authority over the Strait of Hormuz. Meanwhile, Trump has stated that Iran must stop interfering with shipping traffic through the strait, and that any agreement should guarantee Iran is unable to acquire nuclear weapons. Iran continues to reject accusations that it intends to develop such weapons. Speaking to Fox News on Thursday, Trump said discussions between the U.S. and Iran were ongoing. U.S. equities surged after Trump's latest announcement. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up nearly 750 points, or 1.5%. The S&P 500 rose 1.1%, and the tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite increased 1.5%. Reuters and Emil Akan contributed to this story.